It's my night off, so I'm here. Like I'm always here on my night off, waiting for the dawn. A guy glides over to the stool next to me, like some guy always does, but it's my night off, so I tell him to piss the fuck off. So he slicks back hair that could fry chicken, and he asks me what a nice girl is doing in a place like this. I tell him, first, the 70s called. They want their fucking pickup line back. Second, I ain't no fucking nice girl. I'm not even a fucking girl. I almost tell him what I am, but that's none of his fucking business, which would be a joke if it was, like, even a little bit funny. Not tonight, at least. As for what I'm doing here, I point to the bottles Joe keeps in front of me, a full one ready for the empty one that's soon going to be there. And I tell him I'm getting fuckheaded drunk. That's what I'm doing. We're trying to, anyway, because, I say, this place serves rat piss compared to where I normally drink. But I'm not going to see anyone I know here, which is lucky for them, because it's my night off. My one fucking night off, because it's that night. So I tell him how that makes it his night, too. His lucky night. I tell him how it's his lucky night, because he's not going to get fucking lucky. So piss off. I'm not crying. I'm not fucking crying. Oh, for fuck's sake. Eyes like yours aren't meant for tears. I ask him if he comes out with this shit, with every cunt that he thinks he'd like to fuck. I can see I'm probably going to meet him sometime. I'm not off the clock. And I tell him no. I'm not bloody crying. And I tell him how if he wants to keep saying I am, Joe behind the bar is going to show him I'm not. Because Joe's got a fucking baseball bat to show him with. Because Joe knows what tonight is. The bat's even got my name on it. Well, one of my names. So I reach down and I run my hand over his crotch. He isn't hard yet. But I feel him twitch under my fingers, and I tell him how I'm going to tell him a story. And if he can get all the way to the end without coming, he'll get what he wants. And if he doesn't, then, and I wink, I tell him he'll have got what's coming anyway, right? And I unzip him, and I take hold of his cock, and I begin to stroke. And just like every year, because every year there's someone like him, I start to tell him the story. I loved you so fucking much. See, I was used to guys telling me they loved me. Well, girls too. High school's like that. So many. I could take any one of them or leave them until I saw you. I think I loved you the first time I saw you. Not that it mattered. You never even knew I was there. You never said much. But if you did, it was to her. Only ever to her. And she never saw it. Never got it. Hell, I know she never got it. I know because I was her first. Guys are kind of dumb. Every time when I say that, they get harder. This guy's no different. His cock wasn't unhappy with what I was doing, but as soon as I say the girl thing, he's a rock. See, it sort of made sense. Well, as much as anything did back then. The only place I could find you was where she was. So I got to be your friend. I figured I could steal your ass off her if I could get close enough. I might as well have tried to steal the sun from the fucking sky. You never laid a finger on her, but you never took your eyes off of her. And she so wanted you to lay every finger you had on every inch of her. You never went to a single damn dance unless she asked you to, but when she did, you never danced with anyone but her. And she'd do everything but strip naked on the fucking dance floor, and you never even twitched. I know, because she told me. She told me, and she was crying. So I said, like, maybe you weren't into girls. And she had no idea what I was talking about. Not a fucking clue. So I said, maybe you wanted to do the stuff she wanted you to do to her, but to do it with some other guy. She blushed. I mean, she fucking blushed. So I told her, like, maybe she should dance with me some. So you could maybe find some guy. And I really wanted it to be like cruel to maybe turn her off you, leave room for me. But I said it and I saw the pain in her eyes. I mean, I said this stuff about guys and she blushed. She fucking blushed, but her eyes weren't blushing. I could see her fucking heart in them. And all it was you. And I don't know why I did it, but that was the first time. The first time I kissed her. I think that's when I started to fall in love with her. And after the dances, you'd never let her walk home. You'd take her in her car, so I talked her into letting me tag along, and I figured, what the hell? And I told her how, like, maybe if you liked guys, it was because you hadn't, like, seen a girl, like, doing it. So I said how maybe if we did it together, if we did stuff, it might turn you on. Because guys like that, like watching girls doing it together. And I told myself it was only because I wanted to turn you on. But fuck, who was I kidding? I wanted her and I wanted you, and all I knew was neither of you really wanted me. And I remembered the first time she let me, the first time I took off her clothes, the first time I sucked her nipples, the first time I got my head between her legs. We did it, me and her, we got bare ass naked, and I did every fucking thing I'd ever done with a chick, and it was like I was doing it for the very first fucking time. The first time she put her tongue in my mouth, I came. I fucking came. And the first time I put my tongue in her cunt, I never wanted to take it out. Not ever. And I showed her how to lick me, and her tongue was like ice in me, like fire. And I never wanted her to stop. And I knew I loved her. And I knew I loved you. And I saw how you never even looked around because she told you not to. And I knew what you were. And I didn't care. And I knew the only reason she did a damn thing with me was so maybe you'd get turned on and do it to her. I was so fucking fucked. And I didn't fucking care. And maybe I should have. Maybe I could have. But fuck, that's not how the game goes, right? I think if I'd listened real hard, I could have heard the boss laughing right back then. Maybe he was. And she never got it. Not ever. She wanted to understand. And I could have told her. Fuck, I should have told her. But I wanted to be. For her to. I didn't want her to think I was just some other fucked up high school slut, even if that's just what I was. So I told her I was going to the corner. It's not like it would have been the first time, even if I did. But I didn't, not then. I just pretended. And I came back and I told her the girls had told me stuff, and I tried to tell her how to give you what you wanted, what you needed. I told her about girl cocks and how some guys liked, needed to be different. It didn't matter to me. I loved you like the stars love the night sky, and I could have been what you wanted. But that wasn't it. It wasn't me you saw. You only saw her. So I told her to tell you to go get one for her. A cock. And I showed her how to use it. And how fucking dumb was that? Me showing the only girl I'd ever really loved how to fuck the only guy I'd ever really wanted. Ha fucking ha. And she took the cock and she put it on. And she fucked you. I could hear it. Every fucking fuck. And I cried. I cried tears I never thought I had in me. And then she did it. She called me in. And she told you I wanted to do it to you too. And to this day, I don't know if I imagined the tear in her eye. Just one. And I never saw it again. But she gave me the cock. And she gave me you. And she smiled. God, I loved her so much. So fucking much. And then she told me her idea. And she told me she loved me, even if it wasn't like how she loved you. And I wanted to kiss her, to cry. But it wasn't time. Not then. And she told me how we were all going to be together. Because she knew I loved her, and she loved you, and it wasn't fair. So she told you to marry her, and you said, okay. Just like that. Oh, fucking K. You were like that. And she told you I was going to come live with you, because folks wouldn't say anything or think anything if you were married, and I was her friend and had nowhere to go. And you said it again. Okay. And still, all I could see in your eyes was her. But that was how it was going to be. And that's how it was. And every night, she'd go to you. And every night, I'd listen to the two of you. And I've never cried so many fucking tears in all my life. Because I never knew if I wanted to be you with her or her with you. I just knew I didn't want to be me. And I knew I wouldn't have changed a single fucking thing if it meant losing either one of you. And it could have worked. It should have worked. But then it came. The fucking letter. And she showed it to me, and I didn't know all the fancy words it had in it, but I knew what they meant. Because it said you were going to die. But there was medicine that could maybe save you. And there was no fucking way I was going to let you go. So I told her I was going to the corner again, and I'd get the money. And I went there. Because it wasn't like I'd never been there before. And the girls, they gave me back my space, and I worked my fucking ass off. My ass, my cunt, my mouth, and a few bits in between. But it wasn't enough. And I knew it. But that was okay. Because there was always the guy. The guy with more money than God who wants the things no girl is going to give him. And the girls told me not to because they knew the stories and I didn't care. And he came in his big black car and I told him he wasn't getting shit without he gave me half up front. And he smiled and he gave me the money and I gave it to Jenny. I told her you'd be coming by and I told her not to tell you a fucking thing. Because I knew I wasn't going to be there. But I knew it was the only thing I had left to give her. To give you. And we went in his car, and he drove into the desert, and he told me to take my clothes off, and he kissed me. And he was so gentle. And then he laid me on the sand, and he didn't get undressed, but he took out his cock, and he got on top of me. And he drove his cock into me, and he laughed. He laughed, and he took the knife out of his pocket, and I didn't want him to be the last thing I saw. So I tried to remember you, to remember her, and his knife flashed red in the sun, my red. I don't know how long I screamed. He left me there in the desert because He said he wasn't the killing kind, so he left me, and if the sun had been in the sky, I'd have been gone. But it was falling, and I crawled. I crawled, and I walked, and every footstep was red. But I knew where there was this gas station, on the edge of town. And I got there. I got there, but you got there first. Oh, my love. I found you. I found you, and I looked into your eyes, eyes that had never seen me, and never would. And I held you, because you couldn't see, and she couldn't see, and I could love you at last. And you never knew I was there, my darling. I could see. You thought it was her. Even then, you never saw me. But I was there, and I held you, and I cried. And you were gone, but you didn't die alone, because I was with you, like I'll always be with you. And I held you, even when you were gone. And I held you until I heard it, the car. And she came, and I hid. And maybe if I hadn't, but I did. And she had the knife, and she held you. And she took off her clothes, and she took you on top of her. Your cock was in her, and she never saw me either. But then, she never really had. And she had the knife, and I knew she wasn't going to leave you. Not ever. And the red ran from her like tears, and I came out from where I was hiding, and I held her too. And she never saw me. Like you never saw me. But I was with her too. Like I'd always been with her. And I held her, and she whispered, and she went to find you. And I'd always known I'd be alone when it came. So I picked up the knife. That was when he laughed, the boss, though he wasn't the boss then, not yet. He laughed so I could hear him. Because I think he'd been laughing at me all my life, and he stood there in his sharp suit with his crooked cane, and he told me how if I wanted, he had a deal for me, if I signed his contract. And he told me what I could have, and I took the knife, and I poured my blood, and I signed. So I get my one night off each year, and I come here, because the gas station burned down long ago. I know. I burned it. But they built this bar, and I sit. And the sun sets, and midnight passes. But that's part of the deal. And soon the bar will be gone, and I'll watch you die again. And I'll hold you, and I'll hold her, and I'll tear out another piece of my heart, because there's power in a heart like mine. I'll tear it out, because it was always yours. And it was always hers. And a little bit more of me will be gone. But I made a deal, and the boss keeps his deals. So you'll wake, and she'll wake. And the sun will rise, and I'll watch you walk away together. And for now, it'll only be just for this night. But one day, all of my heart will be gone. And all of me will be gone. And I'll be gone. And nobody will hold me when I fucking go. But that day, you'll both wake. And you'll walk into the sun, and you'll never die again. And you'll have each other. And I know you don't see me this night each year. You never do. But then you never did. Neither of you. And that's okay. Sometimes that's just how love is. And I don't know how many years I can do it. How many times I can tear me apart. The boss never said. He figures I'll quit on you first. On both of you. Then he'll have all of me. But I don't need my heart for much these days. Because Kitty Rawls bent died a long time ago. And like every year, bar comes back. And the guy jerks in my hand. And he comes. And I tell him how he's kind of fucked. Because the deal was, he had to hold off until the story was done. And it isn't. I won't let it be. Not ever. So I suck his soul out through his cock, and I send it to the boss. And Joe puts away the baseball bat, the one with Kate Ralzaban written on it. And I go to watch your dawn.